Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The right fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, Andre Dawson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Valley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Greenwell hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Raines bunts towards the mound. Clemens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cora hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Nehring hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dawson moves to third. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dawson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pasqua strikes out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Valley batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Lavalier and he is safe. Nixon steals second. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lavalier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Lavalier batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Guillen moves to third. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Guillen tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raines moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nehring is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nehring hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cora reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Valley is 0 for 1 in the game. Valley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Lavalier and he is safe. Nixon steals second. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lavalier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lavalier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. Greenwell moves to second. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nehring is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Nehring hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nehring moves to second. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco strikes out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasqua hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Pasqua reaches second base with a double. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valley is 0 for 2 in the game. Valley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon bunts in front of the plate. Lavalier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Nixon moves to third. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Greenwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nixon tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lavalier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lavalier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Karkovice pinch runs for Mike Lavalier. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Karkovice moves to second. Greg Harris now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Raines bunts towards the mound. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Karkovice moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn fields it and throws to home to get Karkovice. Guillen moves to third. Raines moves to second. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dean scores. Raines scores. Cora moves to third. It's Red Sox, 4, White Sox, 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cora scores. Franco moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pasqua hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice now catching. Dan Pasqua now playing left field. Darren Jackson now playing right field. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dawson strikes out. 1 out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Nehring hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Foss is now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foss fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkovice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Guillen strikes out. 2 outs. Ricky Trulisek now pitching. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cora is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cora hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Damon Berryhill pinch hits for Dave Valley. Damon Berryhill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berryhill hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher pinch runs for Damon Berryhill. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Fletcher moves to second. Greg Blosser pinch hits for Billy Hatcher. Greg Blosser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blosser strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Greenwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cora throws towards first, with the pitcher covering. Hernandez fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hernandez. Fletcher scores. Nixon moves to third. Greenwell moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 0-4 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.